A reading from John 4, 4-9. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
Yes, it's very important to see two things here. And then, I mean, this is a much longer passage, but there's some key things happening here. First, Samaria is considered a lower, the Samaritans are considered a lower kind of social stratus than the Jews themselves. The Jews look down upon them. The second thing is she's a woman, and Jesus addresses her directly, and I think there's a lot of significance in that. They're going to get into a discussion that is not dissimilar from the Nicodemus discussion. There's a lot of theology built into it. And at some point, Jesus says, I believe he says, "God is spirit," in that same discussion. But it's a very, very interesting part of this journey that Jesus is on.
It's an early picture into the fact that Jesus is not just for the Jews, but he's for the Gentiles, those who aren't part of the inner circle. You mentioned it, several things that would make this conversation improbable. The fact that Jesus is even in Samaria. Most Jews traveling north or south go around Samaria and avoid it. He's talking to this Samaritan woman at a well. She's there at noonday. In all probability, she is looking for an illegitimate relationship with a man, and she recognizes this guy alone. This sounds a little brash for some people, but I think she sees Jesus as one of her next tricks because she's a woman of ill repute. Jesus is going to eventually say, "Go tell your husband," and she says in response to that, giving him a quick response on how she's going to do it, and he says, "Well, the man you're with is not your husband, and neither are the others that you've been with in that aspect." And so Jesus sees right into what's going on in her heart, and Jesus crosses every social and conventional barrier to bring revelation to her. And this woman, who would have been rejected by any other Jew, has some of the greatest revelations given to her about living water and worshiping in spirit and truth. And it's one of the great passages of Scripture.
And in a way, it's a nice parallel to what we were speaking about yesterday when John, before he is taken prisoner by Herod and annoys Herodotus, he is crossing the same barriers in a very different way because he is arguing against the breaking of social conventions, whereas Jesus is there's profound depth to what. It's almost like the depth of the reaching into the well. He's going down deeper and deeper and deeper into experiencing and breaking through all of these things would separate her from him.
Absolutely. And this will bring critique of Jesus later. They'll compare him to John. John, who fasts and speaks about separation. Jesus, who dines with sinners and is fully integrated into their life to love them into the kingdom. Jesus sets up a new standard of reaching across boundaries.